It is the opening night for Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, and we're now here with the director of the show. Once again, your name?
Is Russell Garrett.
Russell, I don't know what the difference was between seeing a full-fledged Broadway production and then seeing it in the Sharon Playhouse, but whereas the first time I had a good time, but the second time I really was moved and uplifted by the whole show. It really was an outstanding, uplifting evening. If you came in feeling bad, you couldn't leave it and feel happy.
Well, I hope we have that same effect on people with our production currently that's opening tonight. I think part of it is that it's... On its face, it's a simplistic show where it has a very simple message, and it's just meant to be fun and uplifting. But I think part of it is also because it's not detailed in how it should be performed, and so every production is its own entity. Every production is different depending on the group of people and the direction and the choreography and the design elements. And so it's a show that really doesn't require you to mimic previous productions. It gives you the opportunity. It's really an open, like, blank slate of a show that allows you to do whatever you want to do with it.
The bar's not set high. You don't have. It's not like if you're going to do Oklahoma and you've got to. Okay, wow, you've got a little.
I have to measure up to the original Agnes DeMille ballet or something like that. No, it is not that kind of thing. So you don't feel the pressure of having to live up to something in the same way that you would a real classic Golden Age show. You know.
Is this the first time you've directed the show?
It is.
Okay, so what was your feeling when you first came in and met the cast and you saw the Playhouse and everything? What was your initial feeling?
Well, I was excited because I didn't actually cast a lot of the performers myself, because when they had auditions, I was across the country working in California. So there was a handful that I knew and had a hand in, but most of them I didn't. So it was really an introduction to a whole group of people I did not know. So I was very anxious at first just to see who they were, get to know them, get to know how their bodies moved, get to hear them sing, so I could know what I was working with. And it's a really talented group of people, so I was thrilled. I mean, the sound when they opened their mouths to sing is fantastic, which with a show that's all sung, that is something that's a big bonus.
You know, I don't think people realize that when Robert Allen put on the shows here, what goes on to put the shows on, even before all the pieces that have to fit, because they're drawing from a wide area of the country, people to direct, to light, sound, and to star, and yet when you see it all on us, and it's always amazing. It's a small stage at the Sharon Playhouse, but. Gosh, it doesn't lose anything. The way they light these shows, costume the shows, the sound, it just packs the same punch that you would get in a big theater.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing. I think our show looks really terrific in this theater. Between the lights and the sound and the costumes and all, I think we're providing a really attractive, fun-looking show. That's also going to be really entertaining.
We're very lucky around here.
Have you always been a director?
Years
did
you start out on the stage acting and formed at the high end of the Stissing High School? Like I started out at Tonic Valley
Middle High School, put together
30-some years later,
nice fine arts program.
Like my partner, when I went to high school,
is that what happened to you?
There was one show.
It is, in fact. I always wanted to direct, even from a very young age, but I was strictly a performer for over 20 years.
That was every year. It was
and then I decided to morph, as it were, into a director and choreographer. But I still perform. And so now, at this point in my life, I kind of go back and forth between doing either of those things depending on what the opportunities are that come up.
Oh, yeah.
And,
absolutely.
So, and I love all of it. So
I talk to young people who want to be in the business and want to be performers,
whatever comes up. I'm always telling them, the more tricks you have in your bag, the more skills you learn, the more opportunity there is for you to do it, because it's a difficult business. And so if you have more, you know, tricks to pull out of your bag, you're just going to have work in some capacity, whether it's backstage, on stage, directing, choreographing, playing instruments. I mean, if you want to be involved in live entertainment, there's a lot that you can do if you can hone all those skills.
We're at opening night of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat here at the Sharon Playhouse. It's going to run for a couple of weeks, 860-364-7469 or sharonplayhouse.org. Now, after your, is this the first time you've been at the Playhouse?
It isn't. I actually performed here as an actor in the summer of 1985.
Which show was you with?
I did a chorus line here, and then there was a later show in the same season called El Grande de Coca-Cola. And I performed in both those shows, and I've never been back since. I've never performed here or seen a show here or directed a show here until this summer. So that was 34 years ago.
What do you think about the changes?
What's that?
What do you think about the way the theater is now? I think
I'm sitting out here on this porch outside, and it's lovely, and the weather's beautiful. And when I drove up, it was like, yeah, I remember this. I remember the deck out back behind the theater, and I remember this building. I mean, it all came kind of rushing back to me, a lot of the memories. But it was a long time ago. I mean, I feel like that was a whole other lifetime ago.
Well, everybody's looking forward to this production, and then after this, Nonsense will come on board. But congratulations. Good luck with the run of the show. Where do you go from here now that this show's over?
I get to have 4 whole weeks off. I've been working since the middle of January this year, and so I'm really actually looking forward to enjoying some summer for 4 weeks. And then I come back to Connecticut and direct a couple shows this fall in Waterbury.
Well, thanks for taking a few minutes and joining us tonight. I appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure.
And break a leg.
Thank you very much.